Time for our Tribe Talking Tickets with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians. Good, brought to you by Dale's Market in Delhi on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, boys. Good morning to you. Nice weekend in Detroit, sweeping the Tigers. We finally were able to finish off a sweep. We've had our chances over the last few series. The month of June has started off well. I think we have 9 wins here in the month of June, and good effort by Trevor Bauer, and the offense provided him pretty big cushion with 8 runs. Bauer getting his first complete game shutout in his career.
It was good to see that for Trevor.
Yes, I think he's struggled. I think it's first win since April. Certainly the inconsistency, which you don't really get from him. That's one of the strengths of Trevor Bauer over the years that he's been with us, was his consistency, you know, good solid 6-7 innings, keeping the team in the game. And, you know, he just not been that guy, unfortunately. Yesterday it all came together. Attacked it. I know he wanted to get that complete game. He loves going 9 innings, and it was good to see for Trevor.
Oscar Mercado, how about that young man?
Yeah, he's really gotten into his own. You know, about a month from now, trading deadline in July, is when we acquired him. Not much fanfare when that deal was made. We traded 2 Class A outfielders, minor league outfielders, for a Triple A minor league outfielder with the St. Louis Cardinals. Oscar Mercado came to spring training, opened some eyes, and has just taken to being called upon here in the big leagues. And it's another wonderful story. You watch the growth and development of young athletes right before your eyes, and we're seeing a young player gaining confidence. He's a kid that can fly. He can hit the long ball, put the ball in play. It's going to be fun to continue to watch his growth and development for the Tribe.
Bob, I imagine this series is a big confidence builder for the Indians. No secret. They've had their struggles on the road this year, and I know the Tigers aren't the best team in Major League Baseball, but to go into Detroit and pull out that sweep has to be big for this team right about now, doesn't it?
Well, I think finishing it off, again, we had opportunities to sweep and against the Red Sox and the Twins and the Yankees, and we just weren't able to finish off the last game. So I think that probably makes them feel real good that they can, instead of just doing the 2 out of 3, which is the focus, we're able to finish it off. It's a team we should beat, so we went in there and did our job. And now we have 4 in Texas that's going to be a little tough. They're a surprise team. They're in a rebuild mode now. I think we're matched in the wild card spot. Going to have 4 of our youngsters going against them, with Mike Clevinger chomping at the bit, getting back on the mound. He cannot wait to get back on the mound and do his thing in Indians uniform. So it'll be great to see Mr. Clevinger on the mound tonight. But we'll also see Zach Plesac. We'll see Shane Bieber, Adam Pletko. So our young pitching rotation going to get its opportunity here where the sun's actually shining down in Texas.
What's the heat like down there? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Our guys are going to get out of this rainy, cooler weather that we've been having in our neck of the woods. So I think they're looking forward to going to some place where it's going to be nice and sunny and hot.
Yeah, maybe some home runs, and more home runs will be coming up.
You mentioned Mike Clevinger on the mound tonight. Boy, that's got to be a sigh of relief for not just him, the team, and fans all included, having him return to the rotation after the injuries we've seen in that starting setup.
Yeah, he's been chomping at the bit to get back on the mound. And You know, when what you love to do is taken away from you, it's no fun at all. And, you know, thankfully he had a good attitude about his rehab and getting himself back in shape. He was pretty excited about the fact that he was hitting 98 and 99 on the radar gun. And one of his starts in Columbus, he had a start in Akron with the Rubber Ducks. And so tonight, I'm sure there's going to be some nervous knots getting back on it. He hadn't done it in the big leagues for a while, but I'm sure he is really excited about being back in an Indians uniform.
Yes, Clevenger's back. It's a positive thing to say that this time around, right?
Exactly.
There you go, Bob. We will talk to you again next Monday. Have a good week, Bob.
All right, boys. Take care.